I just want to let you guys know that I am not with Peyton right now. We recorded the episode together in the morning to get that done over with, but we just realized we don't have enough episodes. So since I'm doing it on my iPad, I just decided to talk about stuff. And yeah, so Peyton is at her own house, but she still has to take the credit because she gave me the idea to do this. She mostly wrote the script and helped me practice with it. It's just that she wasn't here. So let's give that some credit to Peyton Marie Gusta. So I'm gonna be right back. Time for a commercial break. So, I don't know if you guys heard the news or not. I don't know if I'm late or not. Let me see when this thing was published. It's about your favorite Jenny from the Black. Jenny from the Black. But we all know her as, what is her famous song? Yeah, Jenny from the Black. I'm sorry. But people have been saying that she's engaged to Alex Rodriguez. I think that's how you pronounce it. I don't know. If I pronounce your name wrong, please don't come for me. I'm only 10 years old. Please don't come for me. But I am a very big Jennifer Lopez fan. I love her music. Even when people say that she's a bad singer, I get in my feelings because that's how good she is. She's a good. So yes, as I was saying, Jennifer Lopez is just a good singer, dancer, actress. She's a multitasker, everyone. She's a multitasker. Like, she made so many movies. How about we look up Jennifer Lopez movies, the name of, like, how many does she have? Okay. I'm scrolling down from the list, and there's a lot. She's been in some, wait, Jennifer Lopez was in Ice Age? Now that's what I call a great one. So, anyway, as I was saying, she's known as for marrying Marc Anthony, and a lot of people are excited. A lot of people are excited for her engagement, but I also heard that some people just wish that she wouldn't be with him. And one guy, Josie Canseco, I'm sorry I'm pronouncing your names wrong. I'm going to get them all wrong. But I'm just going to spell it. J-O-S-E-C-A-N-S-S-E-C-O. He claims that Alex Rodriguez is cheating on Jennifer Lopez. Now, that's some tea. Dang it, I forgot my tea in the loft. I am too lazy to get up and get it, so I am just gonna stay here and talk to you guys. So anyway, he says stop being a, and one name that I'm pretty sure we're not allowed to say on the podcast, but a lot of people are talking about it. Even Wendy Williams, if you know who that is, you know she's the best of all time. DJ. She has her own celebrity Hot Topic moves. She even has Ask Wendy, which is my favorite. Like, she's just the queen. So that's why. So, I don't know how I feel about this. Like, I honestly, it's like this. If a celebrity and a celebrity decide to get married, and all their fans are like, no, you can't get married to this guy or this guy or this guy or this girl, this girl, this girl. Like, I feel like the celebrities are going to keep on getting married because you guys, we don't really know them in real life. We don't visit them every day. We don't go to their house. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I sure don't know. I sure know for myself that I have never been to Jennifer Lopez's house. I mean, if I was invited, of course I'll take that chance. But yeah, I just know for sure. Opinion actually is not a fact. But because Jennifer Lopez, she's a strong woman. Now let's just get that straight. She's like, how old is Jennifer Lopez? Last time I checked her age, she was like almost close to 50. She's 49 years old, I think, 49, and she is still working. She made a new movie not so long ago, and she's still working. And that face though, no wrinkles. I don't know what's underneath that makeup, but she's always slaying. Her baby hair's always snatched, her makeup's always snatched, everything's always snatched about her. And she might be tired. She might be ready to get in a nursery home. No offense, but just tell me what y'all think about this engagement. So yes, I'm just gonna wrap this up, even though it's like a one minute long. But anyway, I don't really care. Like, I'm gonna come back with you for more news later. So yes, bye everyone. It was nice talking to you today. Love you. And Peyton Gus would say right now that she wish she could be in this podcast, but she just can't make it right now. So, bye. Oh, I almost forgot to tell you guys. Last semester, me and my friends, I don't want to say their names out loud because I don't know how they feel about that, but me and Peyton were in the group and two other girls. We're still besties, but we made like this one podcast called Gossip Girls. It's really cringy, but it has like a 93 average plays. So whoever listened to that and who's listening to that, I just want to say thank you so much. Bye. Love you. Know for myself that I have never been to Jennifer Lopez's house. I mean, if I was invited, of course I'll take that chance. But yeah, I just know for sure. Opinion actually is not a fact. But because Jennifer Lopez, she's a strong woman. Now let's just get that straight. She's like, how old is Jennifer Lopez? Last time I checked her age, she was like almost close to 50. She's 49 years old, I think, 49, and she is still working. She made a new movie not so long ago, and she's still working. And that face though, no wrinkles. I don't know what's underneath that makeup, but she's always slaying. Her baby hair's always snatched, her makeup's always snatched. Everything's always snatched about her. And she might be tired. She might be ready to get in a nursery home. No offense, but just tell me what y'all think about this engagement. So yes, I'm just gonna wrap this up, even though it's like a one minute long. But anyway, I don't really care. Like, I'm gonna come back with you for more news later. So yes, bye everyone. It was nice talking to you today. Love you. And Peyton Gus would say right now that she wish she could be in this podcast, but she just can't make it right now. So bye. Oh, I almost forgot to tell you guys. Last semester, me and my friends, I don't want to say their names out loud because I don't know how they feel about that. But me and Peyton were in the group and two other girls. we're still besties, but we made like this one podcast called Gossip Girls. It's really cringy, but it has like a 93 average plays. So whoever listened to that and who's listening to that, I just want to say thank you so much. Bye. Love you. I sure know for myself that I have never been to Jennifer Lopez's house. I mean, if I was invited, of course I'll take that chance. But yeah, I just know for sure. Opinion actually is not a fact. But because Jennifer Lopez, she's a strong woman. And let's just get that straight. She's like, how old is Jennifer Lopez? Last time I checked her age, she was like almost close to 50. She's 49 years old. I think 49. And she is still working. She made a new movie not so long ago, and she's still working. And that face though, no wrinkles. I don't know what's underneath that makeup, but she's always slaying. Her baby hair's always snatched. Her makeup's always snatched. Everything's always snatched about her. And she might be tired. She might be ready to get in a nursery home. No offense, but just tell me what y'all think about this engagement. So yes, I'm just gonna wrap this up, even though it's like a one minute long. But anyway, I don't really care. Like, I'm gonna come back with you for more news later. So yes, bye everyone. It was nice talking to you today. Love you. And Peyton Gus would say right now that she wish she could be in this podcast, but she just can't make it right now. So, bye. Oh, I almost forgot to tell you guys. Last semester, me and my friends, I don't want to say their names out loud because I don't know how they feel about that. But me and Peyton were in the group and two other girls. We're still besties, but we made like this one podcast called Gossip Girls. It's really cringy, but it has like a 93 average plays. So whoever listened to that and who's listening to that, I just want to say thank you so much. Bye. Love you. Know for myself that I have never been to Jennifer Lopez's house. I mean, if I was invited, of course I'll take that chance. But yeah, I just know for sure opinion actually is not a fact. But because Jennifer Lopez, she's a strong woman. Like, let's just get that straight. She's like, how old is Jennifer Lopez? Last time I checked her age, she was like almost close to 50. She's 49 years old. I think 49. And she is still working. She made a new movie not so long ago, and she's still working. And that face though, no wrinkles. I don't know what's underneath that makeup, but she's always slaying. Her baby hair's always snatched. Her makeup's always snatched. Everything's always snatched about her. And she might be tired. She might be ready to get in a nursery home. No offense, but just tell me what y'all think about this engagement. So yes, I'm just gonna wrap this up, even though it's like a one minute long. But anyway, I don't really care. Like, I'm gonna come back with you for more news later. So yes, bye everyone. It was nice talking to you today. Love you. And Peyton Gus would say right now that she wish she could be in this podcast, but she just can't make it right now. So bye. Oh, I almost forgot to tell you guys. Last semester, this year, last semester, me and my friends, I don't want to say their names out loud because I don't know how they feel about that, but me and Peyton were in the group and two other girls. We're still besties, but we made like this one podcast called Gossip Girls. It's really cringy, but it has like a 93 average plays. So whoever listened to that and who's listening to that, I just want to say thank you so much. Bye. Love you. I sure know for myself that I have never been to Jennifer Lopez's house. I mean, if I was invited, of course I'll take that chance. But yeah, I just know for sure. Opinion actually is not a fact. But because Jennifer Lopez, she's a strong woman. Now, let's just get that straight. She's like, how old is Jennifer Lopez? Last time I checked her age, she was like almost close to 50. She's 49 years old. I think 49. And she is still working. She made a new movie not so long ago, and she's still working. And that face though, no wrinkles. I don't know what's underneath that makeup, but she's always slaying. Her baby hair's always snatched. Her makeup's always snatched. Everything's always snatched about her. And she might be tired. She might be ready to get in a nursery home. No offense, but just tell me what y'all think about this engagement. So yes, I'm just gonna wrap this up, even though it's like a one minute long. But anyway, I don't really care. Like, I'm gonna come back with you for more news later. So yes, bye everyone. It was nice talking to you today. Love you. And Peyton Gus would say right now that she wish she could be in this podcast, but she just can't make it right now. So, bye. Oh, I almost forgot to tell you guys. This year, last semester, me and my friends, I don't want to say their names out loud because I don't know how they feel about that, but me and Peyton were in the group and two other girls. We're still besties, but we made like this one podcast called Gossip Girls. It's really cringy, but it has like a 93 average plays. So whoever listened to that and who's listening to that, I just want to say thank you so much. Bye. Love you.